The Yankees playing the Mariners in Game 2 of their series on Friday. There would be a lot to smile about for Yankee starter C.C. Sabathia pitching on his 37th birthday.
That is lifted in the air to left. Long run for Frazier. He dives and makes the play. Outstanding catch from the rookie outfielder.
Well, indeed. I mean, this looks like another slider that hangs a bit. Frazier with a great jump. And a full-out dive.
Now, the right-hander will deal to Frazier. Swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Back goes Heredia. Away back. On the track. At the wall. It's off the wall. Headley rounds third. He'll score. Clint Frazier to second. The throw home is not in time. It gets away from Zunino. But Clint holds it second base.
That is absolutely clobbered. Good gosh, where is that going to land? Oh my, what a bomb from Aaron Judge. Testing the limits of Safeco Field with home run number 31.
That is terrific. Here's the 1-2 to Valencia. Struck him out swinging. Valencia swung at a pitch that actually was in the left-hand hitter's batter's box. Now here comes the 3-2. He struck him out swinging, breaking ball. Now CeCe's retired 8 in a row. Strikeout number 4. Pitch is cut on and missed. Sanchez has to throw to first, which he does. The putout goes 2-3, one away. The 2-2 is cut on and missed. What I was saying is he doesn't give in. He always tries to make really great pitches. And the 1-2, he struck him out swinging. So Robertson comes in, strikes out the side.
The Yankees beat the Mariners 5-1 on Friday. Seattle's now 3.5 back of New York in the wild card race. The Mariners go 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 on base. Aaron Judge drives in 4. D.D. Gregorius a 3-for-4 night. The Yankees have taken the first two games of their series in Seattle, picking up a 5-1 win on Friday over the Mariners. Here's the reaction after the game from manager Joe Girardi.
Joe, was there any part of you that thought that Aaron Judge home run ball wasn't going to land?
Yeah, I mean, we were wondering if it was going to go out of the stadium. You know, Alan Cockrell, who worked here, said it's the farthest ball he's seen hit here, game or BP, so it's quite impressive. And it came in a great time for us.
What's your reaction in the dugout? What's the general dugout reaction after somebody hits a ball like that?
It's probably wow. You know, you're kind of like, but we've seen him hit a couple like that before. So, you know, we've seen it before.
How encouraged are you that he seems to be getting back on track, a little bit of a slow start after the All-Star break?
Yeah, very encouraged. You know, he's driven in some runs. They had 4 of the RBIs, and he's had some RBIs lately for us. And, you know, they haven't all come through the home run. So, he's been used in the middle of the field more, which is great. So he's getting back on track.
I think they said it was 440 feet. Does it sound?
A little short. Yeah.
Joe, what can you say about the job CeCe's done for you this year?
Just, I mean, he's been impressive. And he had a battle tonight because he didn't have his great stuff tonight. You know, his stuff wasn't crisp. It actually was probably best the last couple innings. 4th and the 5th inning were probably his best 2 innings. But again, he battled. He battled out that first inning, and you know, he's always had a lot of heart, CC, and that's what we're getting.
Joe, we've asked you a lot about Frazier's bat, the catch that he made. Is he maybe a little underrated as a defender?
Yeah, I think he's probably underrated athletically. He's pretty, you know, because a lot of people talk about his bat speed. Kind of like, you know, I'm not comparing the two, but you know, you talk about Judge, and the first thing that comes to your mind is his power, but people don't see how well he plays, you know, they don't talk about how well he plays defense, how well he runs the bases. And it's somewhat similar to Frazier. I mean, he does other things that besides just have a lot of bat speed.
Did you think that he had a shot at that one off the
bat? I did, because I've seen his athletic ability, and it really has shown up at times, so I did.
Is that kind of how you draw it up when you get these two white side guys out of the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways that I feel like I can use them. You know, and the good thing is you should probably have, you know, 3 of those 4 guys tomorrow. You probably, you know, I probably won't have Dellen. We'll see. But it is kind of how you can do it. You can make it a short game.
If you don't have that bullpen like you do now, do you try to push CC a little bit more there? Or is he going to
Well, yeah, I mean, you might go a little bit further, but not much further. You know, I look at like 100 as almost a benchmark for CC. So everything, you know, so he responds his next start. You know, that's kind of what I look at as a benchmark for him.
Aaron Judge is back in the home run column, hitting his major league leading 31st on Friday night, a moonshot out to left, and he talks about his night.
I just picked the right day. You know, the wind was blowing out a little bit. But, you know, today was a great game. You know, CC went out there and dominated, you know, the first inning, and they were able to scratch that one run off him. But after that, man, he was making his pitches, and we were just feeding off his energy.
Did you know where it landed?
No, I didn't watch it. I didn't see it, so.
It looked like your teammate CC Sabathia tried to show you where it landed when you got into the dugout. What did he say to you, and when you finally figured it out that that almost went out, what was your reaction?
He just said, wow, and he kind of pointed to where it went, but, yeah, it was just in that situation, I'm just trying to get the run in. You know, that's my job is when people are on base, try to drive them in, and that's what I was trying to do to help the team.
Describe the feeling when you get a hold of a ball like that.
You basically don't feel it, to be honest. But I was just happy to be in that situation. You know, guys were getting on base for me all night tonight, and I was just happy I was able to get the job done.
It was a very happy 37th birthday for CC Sabathia, winning his ninth of the season, lasting five innings, and having a chance to talk about it afterwards.
I just think, you know, just trying to make pitches. You know, they got a great lineup over there, and, you know, they make it tough on you, so I was just trying to make some pitches and get some outs early in the count.
What did you think about the defense behind you tonight?
It was incredible. These guys play some great defense. The bullpen was huge. I mean, these guys got some big hits, so I was just trying to, you know, every time we scored a run, get us back in the dugout and get these guys back up to the plate.
Joe said he didn't think you had necessarily your best stuff tonight, but you battled. How much of a battle was it for you this evening?
Yeah, it was a battle. You know, I'm just out there trying to make pitches. Tonight, like you said, it wasn't my best stuff, but, you know, I was confident in these guys score runs, and the bullpen picked me up, and that's what happened.
Looked like you were showing Judge how where the ball landed there. What was that conversation like, and what did you think of that home run?
That was, I mean, amazing. I thought the ball was going out of the stadium. You know, obviously he didn't get a chance to see where it landed, so I was just showing where it went.
Clint Frazier also contributed. The rookie connected with an RBI double to right field in the top of the third inning after making a fine diving catch in the bottom of the second, and talks about his all-around effort.
He's really far. You know, I mean, I haven't seen him do it in person this year, and to left field, and, you know, that was really impressive.
What's the reaction like when he hits a ball like that?
I think every time it's a different reaction. You know, you think people would get bored seeing him hit a ball that far, but, you know, he surprises everybody every time he goes out there and hits a ball in a spot that no one else can.
That catch that you made early in the game, did you know off the bat you had a good shot at that?
I felt good going after it, you know, but it was tough to see it whenever I was getting closer to it because my head started bobbing, and I kind of surprised myself whenever I caught it.
Saturday, it's Masahiro Tanaka pitching for the Yankees. Ariel Miranda starts for Seattle.